It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by a legend, Shaggy. Hello.
Large and in charge, Adam. You know it, go. Yeah, yeah.
Lovely to speak to you. You are like a childhood hero of mine. I think It Wasn't Me was one of the first singles I ever bought.
Oh, I thought you was going to say it was the first thing you ever got laid to, but it's okay. But it's fine, but, you know, I like that.
It helped. It gave me a helping hand. We'll say that. welcome to Britain. I saw you earlier on this morning chatting to Eamon Holmes. There is a bromance developing there.
Well, you know what? I think I can improve his sex life. You know, you know what I mean? He sat and asked me for some tips, you know. Because I missed a lover, and he wanted some tips, so he has adopted some Shaggy tips, you know. You might see from this point on a really different morning show.
You definitely will if he's taking advice from you. What would you say? What was your top three tips then to for anyone out there who needs that sort of advice?
Well, I tell you what, you know, what I mean, compliments are always nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that you're always complimenting her bag and her shoes. You know,
that goes a long
works
way.
Well. That's one way. Second of all, you know, always make sure that you remember birthdays and anniversaries and things like
that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah? And never buy gifts, right, on special occasion, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you buy those gifts just randomly.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
I think we have the problem in Britain, though, is if you do that, that she goes, what have you done wrong? Why have you bought me this to make up for something?
Well, if you do it enough, she won't think that you did anything wrong.
Okay. Or that you just keep doing it loads and you don't really care.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's simple, you know. It doesn't have to be expensive, you know. Simple things.
I'm making notes here, and I'm sure my girlfriend is as well.
You might have to go home one evening and just cook dinner for her. How about that? Oof,
I'm not sure that's a good idea. That is not a treat for anyone if I do that.
Well, you know what? Well, you don't have to cook it. You just have to tell her you're cooking.
Okay. listen, it is great to have you back. Now, some people are calling this a comeback, but it's not essentially not a comeback. You know, you've been releasing music all this time. It's just been a while, I suppose, since we properly heard from you.
Well, I mean, it is a comeback as far as on mainstream. Mm. You know, I haven't put a mainstream record out in quite a long time. You know, I mean, I've been doing dancehall and reggae on the underground and been very successful at that.
Mm.
You know, but I think now it's time for me to come back on the mainstream, and, you know, I've assembled a great team and felt like this was the right time to do it, and we took a shot at it, and here we are.
What was the one thing that inspired you to do that, to go back to sort of the roots and the, you know, the singles that all those years ago everyone knows about?
Well, you know what, it boiled down to circumstances, you know, and beyond my control. It wasn't like I want to leave pop music and mm-hmm. go and make dancehall and reggae. I just had, you know, I had a management situation that wasn't going well my way. I had a label situation with MCA Records that had gone sour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the only place for me to go at that point was to go back to dancehall, because it didn't make sense. I put up music on the mainstream when I didn't have a team that was ready to, you know, to execute. So I just went ahead and did dancehall, which was an easier way to promote. And I did dancehall and reggae, and it took me a minute. It's like a divorce, you know. You divorce all these people, it's going to take you a while to get remarried. You know, you got to find the right person, and, you know, it's going to take you having a couple of dates. You know, and that was something like that. You know, it took me a minute to basically, you know, go through different management and different offers before I chose the right offer and chose the right management and to come back and make this impact.
And what is it like being back for you? You know, you've been in this industry for sort of, you know, 20 plus years. What's it like being back in 2015? How is it different?
Well, you know, not much has changed, but there are some changes. You know, I mean, I still think it still boils down to having a great record.
Mm.
That is one. Because, you know, no matter how much you shove a record down someone's throat, it has to react. You know, so that is one. Two, you know, the classic way of going out there and promoting records and doing it personally and making it personal and greeting people still works. But then there's just some added, you know, I would say some icing, so to speak. You know, you have the internet, you know, you have the social media, you know, you have Shazam, you have these things. Everywhere you go now, you got to break out a phone and record it, you know. So, you know, that has been the main difference, I would think.
And like I said, you've been doing this for sort of, you know, 20 plus years now. Old Carolina was 1993 when it came out. You've won all these awards and set some amazing records with the songs that you've released. What has been the highlight or the most memorable moment for you over these years that you'll always look back on and enjoy the most?
Well, I've had a couple of them, you know. I think meeting James Brown was one, you know. You know, him and I did a tour together and he had some very incisive advice for me, you know, and you know, at some point at a point and had me realize how much of a fan he was of what I was doing. And that was great. Michael Jackson was another one when he invited me to his 30th anniversary in Madison Square Garden and, you know, having a conversation with him and knowing that, you know, I didn't even know the guy knew my name, but He knew all my songs and, you know, and wanted to know how I made them. And, you know, I think those are memorable.
You know, some of the stuff you've done, you know, Hot Shot, 6 times platinum, a Grammy winning album. It Wasn't Me is the 5th biggest selling single of the 21st century in the UK. Some amazing achievements for you.
Yeah, it is pretty good. And, you know, it's not so bad at all. We did. You know, we did some amazing work. We were also the first dancehall record to ever go debut at number one in the British charts with Mr. Bombastic in 1996. You know, we were the first dancehall artist or reggae artist to have 2 top 5 singles on 2 different continents, you know, in the summertime in the UK and Mr. Bombastic in America at the same time. First dancehall artist and only dancehall artist to have a diamond selling album, you know. And, you know, when you say a reggae song that debuted in on the British chart, we've done that 3 times, not just Bombastic, but Angel It Wasn't Me. So, you know, it's quite an impressive track record, and I'm happy about it, you know.
I certainly think it's a very exciting time for you because with all this stuff going on, I've been seeing on your Facebook and Twitter, you know, the reaction from everyone, you going everywhere to promote it must be so exciting.
Very, very exciting. You know, it's great when you go to these places and a lot of these radio programmers that I know in America, they, you know, when they started, they were all interns and now they're all program directors and bosses.
It's been so surreal going back there.
Yeah, and they all know where they were. And the first time they, you know, it's crazy when they break the pictures out. Like, you know, I was at a video shoot the other night for Shane's video and one of the PA guys, you know, and he basically just broke his phone out and showed me a picture of him and I when I was skinny as hell. You know, I was like, wow. You know, he says, yeah, this was like, you know, Old Carolina video. I'm like, man, dude, you're killing me right now.
One thing I had to ask you about having you on the show, especially because I saw you recently performing at a pool party in Las Vegas. I'm going to Las Vegas this summer on a sort of lad's holiday. And I thought with a man like you here, you know, who's very in with the sort of party lifestyle. And over the years, you know, you've sort of lived that through your videos as well. What advice would you give me going out there and what can I expect?
Well, one thing you must remember about Vegas, whatever happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know, and that is not just a catchphrase, that is really how it is. You know, it's crazy to me, the biggest thing I found in Vegas is when after the clubs are over, to watch how many drunken chicks fall to the floor. It is hilarious. It's like coming out and do people watching. You know, you come out of your hotel room and you sit by there and watching them walk out. And it's just the contraptions of madness that's going on, you know, when these chicks are just drunk and just falling down. It's literally hilarious, you know. And then you got the dudes that are just as drunk trying to pick them up, which is even way more funnier. I can see you guys being very drunk trying to pick up very drunk girls.
Well, as long as my girlfriend hasn't heard that, we're absolutely fine. Shaggy, it has been lovely chatting to you tonight. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio.
Bless up, my general. Always.
And let's stick on your brand new single, I Need Your Love, which is out on Friday. Let's play it on Free Radio right now. Shaggy, go and introduce it.
Yo, Free Radio, large and in charge is Mr. Lover Lover. Andy, large up yourself. I mean, so. Shaggy, I need your love. Bump your radio, turn on your Shazam. You know how it go, baby.